I was so excited when they called me up and says, Kenny, you're going to Washington, D.C. Oh, my God, I said. And my wife, she was just excited as I was.
They greeted us, and I even got a kiss from one woman. I must have shook about 100 hands.
I want to thank you so much for your service to this country.
What we do is we fly World War II veterans to see their memorial at no cost to them. It was the last memorial built. They are all in their 80s or 90s. And by the time it was built, so many of them either didn't have the finances or they didn't have the family. They didn't have the resources to make the trip. So we make it possible for them.
We just came out to surprise our dad on this very, very special day.
The thing, I was standing there and all of a sudden somebody says, Dad, Dad, and I turned around and I recognized that voice. And here are my two daughters and my son-in-law and the grandchildren are all standing there and they run up crying, give me a hug, and I had tears too.
They did a lot more for us as World War II veterans than we can ever say, so we thought we could take a day and say thanks.
Talk loud because both of us are half deaf. I went through France and ended up on the German border and in the Battle of the Bulge, and that's where I got hit. And I was a platoon sergeant over there, so a lot of men died. And I think that's the sad part because I got hit on Christmas Day, and every Christmas I think of all the guys I was with for 4 years, and they never came back. I just choke up every time I talk about it.
It's long overdue for the veterans. I don't think any veterans get enough credit, and these guys are absolute heroes, and it makes me really proud to be there and share this with my grandpa.
So have you seen the World War II Memorial before?
Never.
This is the first time. What do you think?
Beautiful. I didn't expect anything this awesome.
It's important to honor and to understand the sacrifice that these folks, these men and women that served in the military during that time and others gave to us. The freedoms and opportunities that we have in our country is definitely due to that.
Why it matters is it's history. It's something that we fought for freedom.
Said to me, Tom, this may be the last big trip I take in my life, didn't you?
Yeah.
And tears flowing. So, you know, it means a lot to them. And us as volunteers to be able to give to them is just incredible.
It's been a wonderful experience for us guys.
Oh, yeah. Coming back, yeah, absolutely.
I met Ed. I never knew he was alive. And
it was unbelievable when they came up, gave me a hug, and said, Grandpa, we're here just for you today. That was my day. I mean, this was one of my finest days I'll never, ever forget.
I can't say enough about it, and I can't say enough thanks.